Seattle lawmakers are on the verge of rezoning some city neighborhoods to be denser, taller versions of what they are now. It's part of their response to Seattle's affordable housing crisis. The city council is scheduled to start the process today with a vote to rezone the University District. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
It's been a lively 5 years of public meetings on the University District rezone between neighborhood residents like Jeannie Gorman.
Our neighborhood will become as characterless as Ballard if this goes through.
And city planning officials like Sam Assefa.
Over the last 5 years, Seattle has added 35 new jobs a day on average, but only 12 new homes per day.
The city's U-District rezone would allow more high-rises to fit more people. And those high-rise developers would need to make 9% of units available to lower-income households. But Councilmember Mike O'Brien is making a last-minute push for 10%, the max the city's willing to require.
If we don't do that here, I worry about where will we ever do that high level of affordable housing. When we're setting the record for the country for the number of tower cranes in Seattle, development can still be profitable and will be profitable.
Outside of City Hall, developer advocates have argued for a lower number of mandatory affordable units. The University District rules will be precedent-setting. The City Council is going to rezone 4 more neighborhoods this year. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.